Of course, it is the 9th of March, 2017, and lots of things are going on. I saw the presentation this morning by Paul Ryan of the American Healthcare Act, which is much better than calling it the Affordable Healthcare Act. And to be honest with you, with the rulemaking within the Senate and so on, because it's a reconciliation bill, if they don't do it this way, it's not going to get done. And if it's not done, even though the Republicans haven't crafted the Obamacare Affordable Care Act, they're going to own it, which means they're going to lose the midterm elections and the Trump administration will be squashed. So with all the bickering in the administration, I know last night Donald Trump met with these so-called conservative elements. They're going to commit political suicide if they don't smarten up and decide to actually put this Reconciliation Act through. They can deal with the other across state lines and innovations such as the ones I've talked about with setting up small health centers. And by the way, it needs to be small. It needs to start off with a little community health centers in different counties funded by a value-added tax, and then things can actually happen. We have Leo Zagami. Welcome back, Leo.
Everybody.
Leo, I want you to give us an update of what's going on in Europe, because while we have these parallel bickerings going on in the Republican Party, and hopefully the shepherd of Donald Trump can get these idiots to kind of get together, because this is part of the reason why for over years the Republicans have been bickering, some of them saying they don't want to have entitlements. First off, if you don't take care of your poorest and weakest, and you could have a much more financially equitable system, you're not going to get away with this geopolitically. And I can guarantee not only... which is a knife and a gun to their head in the European community. So what's going on? Because I know that this battle between banks and globalism and the national rise in desire in these countries in Europe is a major, major battle, and it's not easily won, is it?
Well, the news of the day seems to be even more impressive than this one, because the general of the Jesuits has condemned Donald Trump for his anti-Christian choices. So Arturo Sosa, which is the general of the Jesuits, I can give you this news before everybody else, probably in the U.S., because probably you haven't had yet this news on your major media. It's a very big news, because you understand here the Jesuits are directly attacking Donald J. Trump through the so-called Black Pope, which is this Arturo Sosa, which is a Venezuelan guy, and the superior of the Company of Jesus, which has always been the one behind all this liberal agenda, behind what has happened with Obama, Hillary, and George Soros behind them. But there is also another thing. The Jesuits are, like I described in Volume 1 of my Confessions, which you can find on CCC Publishing, the place where you actually go when you also want to join the CIA and you want to join the intelligence community. So the Jesuits are really, in the universities, a lot of them, a recruiting ground for the elite of the U.S. intelligence, like Georgetown University and so on.
So what you're saying is that a lot of them are trained by Jesuit universities. I think you've raised the number to 34 of people that are even within the cabinet or extended cabinet or advisors for Donald Trump. And these are trained at Jesuit universities, so there's direct influence. They have, in a sense, the Pope on speed dial. So there is an intel agency, people may not be aware of this, of the Jesuits, that I remember one of my colleagues in the NSA and CIA have told me that the intel from the Jesuit intel agency is sterling, that it's in many ways better than the CIA and NSA.
Well, I mean, I think that it's just very impressive the level of war with the propaganda and the media that are rising against Donald Trump, but it's also impressive the fact that it's an unprecedented move. The actual general of the Jesuits attacks Donald Trump. I think this should be really the news of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because being so powerful in the New World Order for many years, over 10 years, I started in 2006 with my exposé. I tried to describe how the Jesuits have been in charge of this new world order, and they have ultimately placed one of their own as a pope. Now, in this one world religion scenario coming up, in which, of course, the Jesuits are in bed with the Islamists and with the Muslims for the propagation of the caliphate, because that's also what they're doing behind closed doors. They have for many years had deals with the Islamic elite for crafting a one-world religion, which is, yes, New Age, but at the core is Islamic. And this has to be well understood by everybody. It's nothing to do with the Catholic faith, what the Jesuits have promoted for many years, many decades. And also it's absolutely incredible that they can say that Trump has made anti-Christian choices when they have been the most anti-Christian of all Christian orders.
Right.
So
it's,
I think
what's amazing to me is that the Pope and the Vatican and the Jesuits have the nerve to say these things when, in the open alternative media, we're calling them out and we're saying exactly what's going on. And they think they could do this with impunity because in the past, with the regular media on their side, they could get away with it. People don't trust them anymore. And to me, their attempts to try to convince the public, including their own Catholic laity, that they really have good intentions is going to fall on deaf ears, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's incredible how they have also promoted the good Jesuits lately, even with a movie in Hollywood, the movie Silence. I don't know if you heard about it.
Which I've heard it's, in Hollywood. It's a new Hollywood movie that's just going to put out.
Yeah, it's a 2016 movie by Martin Scorsese. It's a very important movie. I've been watching it very carefully for the whole duration to understand what kind of propaganda they wanted to push. Definitely they were pushing the good Jesuit agenda, which doesn't exist, because we all know that the Jesuits have been actually conspiring behind the scenes of many governments, many faiths, and that's why they were actually persecuted in Japan. Not because the Japanese were pagans or Satanists or whatever, but they were simply people that wanted to preserve their own ethnicity, their own faith, their own agenda towards this invader that with the Jesuits had these spies that were able to have also a great culture, because the knowledge of the Jesuits is always bringing them as the scientists of the Vatican. They are the ones who are...
Interesting factoid. Did you know that...
They are the ones in charge with the UFO phenomenon. I mean, with the alien phenomenon, they are really in bed with all that, definitely.
They are indeed. One of the interesting factoids with the... nuclear bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, these were the most Catholic cities in Japan. Isn't it interesting? There was a large, if not majority of Catholics. And when they bombed, they were actually bombing not just regular, you know, Buddhist Japanese. They were bombing Catholics. Isn't that interesting?
Well, of course, you're talking here about the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In other words...
Sorry?
In other words, it's almost like it was a sacrifice to bomb and kill their own people. They were Japanese Catholics.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Japanese is also, you have to understand that the head of the Ministry of Defense at that time, the head general himself, was a staunch Catholic and was in bed with the Jesuits. So there was all hand in hand. Often right. The Jesuits have managed to intervene directly into Japanese politics because they have been there for a long time. Yes, initially they were rejected, but eventually they managed, especially under Emperor Meiji, to force their hand inside the Japanese system. And that was really the end of this Japanese system, because we know how it ended up, no? We know how it all led to the sacrifice of these aristocrats, these kamikaze, and then the end of their culture, because at that point, of course, with the defeat that they suffered from the U.S. and the way they were occupied, they were never the same again. So the Jesuits really are forced to understand that also their connection with Japan is very important, because the ex-Jesuit general, I mean, still the one who gave up his position. Now there is actually Hans Kovenbach, who gave up his position between 2008 and 2009. And then we have had Adolf Nicholas, and he was actually the head of the province, the head of the Asian provinces, and based in Japan for many years. So the Jesuits still up until now give a strategic importance to Japan in their plan, which also touches very much communism and China. You have to understand that one of the first Jesuits, it's actually buried in China, and it's still revered to this day by the Chinese communists. I think that is quite incredible to see how they are linked to communism. And I think that the communism is, we can say, with a certainty, also historically speaking, generated by the Jesuits, even if though later on perfectionated also by certain elements of Jewish intelligentsia.
Now, in the geopolitics of what's going to happen this year and next year, do you think that with France leaving the European Union, that Italy will get a leader, that Germany will replace Angela Merkel and move forward, that you'll see the rise of a United States of Europe, basically now a sovereign, like the United States of America, where states have a degree of sovereignty? Do you think that's likely to happen in Europe?
Well, we have already lost our sovereignty in Europe, because since in Italy we don't print anymore our currency, we gave it
but
up.
But I'm done with it coming back. The Europe, the end of the euro, the beginning again of a new lira, the beginning of a new franc.
Well, of course, this depends from the victory of Marine Le Pen in France. It all depends from there.
Because I'm putting bets, and I'm not a betting person, that she's going to win. So if she wins, what do you think will happen to Europe?
Okay, Marine Le Pen, I think, will win. I also have the same idea. But they must they try their last tricks to stop this escalation of Le Front National in France. So they are now putting another candidate opposing Le Pen, which is a very old guy, who actually had retired from mainstream politics. He actually, I think he was involved as a mayor of a town. And so they are trying to force somebody who has a massive public consensus against Marine Le Pen. So it's not
but
as easy
words, he's well
as
known, but he's basically a geriatric politician who probably doesn't have the energy or whatever to be in the race at all, is what you're saying.
Emmanuel Macron is the one they have chosen to oppose Marine Le Pen. Okay, now Macron has actually today won the polls in regards to the French presidential rounds against Le Pen, and so and his position within his party. So I mean, Emmanuel Macron could be the guy who is chosen by the elite to oppose, because now Fillon, the other candidate, François Fillon, has completely failed in many ways, has had corruption allegations and so on. So the elite is pointing to stop Marine Le Pen on this Emmanuel Macron, who is not really an old politician, but it is old politically, because he had been involved for many years. He's not an old guy, but he's in his 40s. He had been involved for many years in politics, and he had actually retired as president, because he wanted to retire from politics. So at least that was the official what they stated officially. But against Le Pen, we have to understand that the French left is considering to unite all kinds of forces. I mean, they know that with the victory of Marine Le Pen, definitely Europe is finished, because at that point we have the Brexit, we have Marine Le Pen, we have, of course, Hungary, which is also very nationalistic. We have probably Italy coming up with something that is sovereignist and more dedicated to a return to the lira than to stay in the euro, which is a complete mess. But the problem is that Italy is also the home of the Vatican. We have the Vatican within Italian territory, right. And the Vatican is very influential. And they are the ones who really want this European Union, because it's part of the strategy for their new world order. So we are fighting really against the Pope Francis politics and against the politics of the new world order in this in what Marine Le Pen is trying to do. Is a bit like it is totally like Donald Trump did in the U.S. If she wins, it would be a complete change. Let's hope she does.
So basically, this is a telling year. This is a breakthrough year. If Brexit happens, the United States of Europe will rise. The Vatican will be stymied because they will lose the ability to manipulate, because Trump, if he succeeds, for example, I saw the roll this morning by Ryan, and they have to present these bills to the Senate the way they're doing it, in three different parts. And if Trump succeeds in Obamacare, tax reform, and the border, and improving security so we don't have a major terror activity, and starts to rebuild the military, which is a shambles. I mean, the 101st Airborne Division is in shambles. It's down to half its air flight divisions. We see the Air Force and the Navy in a disarray. Obama basically was dismantling the United States. It's amazing. And doubling the debt at the same time. And putting in Obamacare, which is providing, as even Bill Clinton says, double the cost for half the care. Even he said this a year and a half ago. So what people need to start grasping is that Donald Trump's quite a job on his hands. But I think there's two things that are going to happen this year that are going to make every nation in a lot of trouble. The first is I expect to see some form of economic correction that's going to be very painful, a collapse or a partial collapse. The second is there's a pandemic coming. We now know H7N9 variant B, not only has it emerged in China in the last few months, but it's 16 times more lethal than 1918 flu, 40% case fatality. But we now know it's shown up in a Tennessee a chicken farm. So the fact is, and we raised this question last week with Ann Morrison, is this a bioweapon? But of course, this might be travel, you know, where people are traveling to China, the Chinese New Year a month ago. People don't understand what a pandemic does. I mean, 1918, 640,000 Americans died, but 100 million worldwide. This is like the viral Black Death, only it's going to spread like wildfire. And I expect these two events, economic correction, which, by the way, if Le Pen does get the election, the euro is going to collapse, which has leveraged a lot of money. And that's going to cause an economic chaos worldwide, isn't it? So if she does succeed, we can guarantee the bankers are going to pull the final Jenga stick and things are going to get nuts. What do you think?
Well, I think that they're trying everything possible to not get the situation to get too much out of control. But in the end, it's the people will to change things. Well, so I think that with this information technology, with what now the people know through WikiLeaks, that everybody's controlled, now it's the will of the people if they want to be by who they want to be controlled. Because at this point, it's just we know that everybody's controlled, but by who they're controlled.
No, I wouldn't say they're controlled. So I think people control when they make a decision based on information. We're the alternative media. We get a huge audience. I mean, I've got regular people, celebrities. We probably have millions of audience now per week. And we also are exploding our audience on audio and video. It's exploded now, approaching 10 times what we had back in April. We're getting a huge effect out there. And the fact is the regular media are fading into the distance because people don't trust them. And the people are making decisions. It doesn't matter who's surveilling them, CIA, NSA, whatever. So what? You know, people can make their own decisions.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Leo, from your good analysis, I think Trump is going to succeed in corralling these guys. Last night he had a big dinner meeting with all these conservative elements and different organizations within the Republicans. They need to understand if they don't get this reconciliation bill through the Senate, the Republican Party and Donald Trump's run and his legislative agenda is finished. He's not going to get the tax reform or anything else. He's done. And so these stupid Republicans better smarten up and back the president and Paul Ryan and what they need to do in order to get this through the Senate and add other bills later. Or, as far as I'm concerned, the Republican run to try to fix this country is over. And that means, by the way, America will lose its ability to project its military. It will collapse into economic chaos. The healthcare bill will basically go from with Humana and others leaving the marketplace, huge chunks of the population won't even be able to buy any insurance at all. And if and of course, the Republicans, even if they didn't craft the Obamacare Affordable Care Act, which is unaffordable, they're going to own it because they did these stupid things. So it's my guess that Donald Trump is going to corral these guys and put a gun to their head. And if they don't push this through, Donald Trump's finished. People need to know that. They don't have to worry about the Democrats bringing them down. It'll be their own Republicans that will put the screws to them. And the same thing goes in Europe. If we don't get Marie Le Pen in France, I think the move towards sovereignty in Europe is dead. If she doesn't get in, it's obviously that this is over, right?
Well, I don't know if it's over because,
over,
I mean, the movements
time,
are very strong.
Definitely. It could be years before they gather forces enough to... It may not be over forever, but it might be in the late 1920s before
absolutely,
2020s.
Absolutely.
It could be decades or before they gather enough forces to be able to kind of overcome these. And by that time, it may be too damn late because we're moving toward a cybernetic control world with this Vault 7. And as I mentioned on the show the other day, when the Board of Medical Examiners met on the 20th plus floor of a downtown tower trying to grill me about stupid complaints, the stupid complaints didn't go anywhere. They were really stupid, and I've gone over some of the details. They want to know about my talk with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel and accuse me of all kinds of crazy things that I was a nut, when in fact I'm just reporting exactly what classified information is in Vault 7 that the WikiLeaks are releasing now, that they have cybernetic monitoring of every American citizen. They have a monitor, basically a matrix-type copy of every individual on Earth, even a vertical and horizontal dimensions of GPS to 1.5 centimeters of tolerance with a cybernetic copy of Earth and every roadway and building and tree. And what you need to understand here is all these agencies like Twitter and Facebook, et cetera, are all just arms of the NSA. So are now agencies like Amazon. People need to know Amazon is making direct alliances with these guys. And you have to understand that what's going on is we may not have another chance. If we don't fix this now before 2020 and before 2018, the midterm elections with fixing Obamacare in America and getting a new United States of Europe with some sovereignty, it may be over. We may never get another chance. This may be the last one. What do you think?
With Marine Le Pen, we all hope that she will go through. I mean, if she doesn't, though, I still think that within the next 3 to 4 years, Europe, as we know it, is finished, is doomed. I don't think that they will manage to hold it together. I mean, probably they will hold together in the immediate future those nations that, of course, like France, will leave the euro if Marine Le Pen comes to power. And so start a process which already we saw only partly with the Brexit, because let's remember that the Great Britain had their own currency, while instead the rest of Europe, most of it has the euro, so it's a different kind of thing altogether.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to start all over again, making a new currency and banking structure, etc. It's my feeling, though, if Marie Le Pen doesn't win, the plans that the globalists have to bring in literally the total full force matrix, it's over. There's not going to be another chance. This is it or else. Yeah, I don't think there'll be another chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
No shortage of solutions. I'm sure you're a smart guy. There's lots of smart guys in Italy and France and Germany and also Europe that have solutions to the economic chaos of Europe. Because of the, we have the, what I call the warfare state of America, which is now moving toward with the very screwed up Obamacare plan, which is, I think, to blow up healthcare. I don't think it was designed to actually succeed. I think Obamacare was designed to blow up this year or next. so that they can replace it with a total top-down control system that's far more noxious than even the systems of Britain or Canada with their social health care system. And then I think what we're going to see is that Europeans, if they're clever, will make solutions up when Marie Le Pen, so they have some sovereignty back, they have their own state currency back, they have control of their borders back, so they don't have this massive hirage of these crazy Muslims. And I know some people want to say, you know, how can you discriminate against Islam? I'm like, look, I have Bill Warner on the program. There's no such thing as a moderate and extreme Muslim. And the reason why I say that is real simple. The moderate ones will not turn in the bad guys. They could be a lawyer, a judge, or whatever. They're not going to turn their next-door neighbor making pipe bombs in their garage. They're not. It's just not going to happen. And when you do see some that actually have the cojones, like 160 imams got fired within a week after they said that they were going to support Donald Trump's policy of vetting. This is way back during the campaign, back last summer. 160 in 1 week just in Houston got fired from their mosques. So Islam is not compatible with Western society. Let's face it. Okay, it's not. Now, you might say otherwise, but once they become a large enough minority, they're going to insist on Sharia law, Sharia courts, and their own things like honor killings and God knows what. And they're going to have their no-go zones and so on like they do in France. And the same thing, I'm sure, is developing in Italy. I know it's one of the main stop-off points for these people to arrive. I'll bet there's areas around outside Rome and elsewhere where they're basically Muslim enclaves. For example, in Switzerland and Sweden, 164,000 people have been brought there. Only 500 have got jobs. What are the rest doing? They're getting cushy benefits and planning their next political takeover of chunks of Sweden, including one of their most popular shopping centers in Stockholm. I don't know what's next, but people don't want to face reality, do they? What do you think, Leo?
They don't want to face reality. I think that they have their own reality, and that's why they're trying to push forward their own agenda.
Yeah, if it's not reality based on facts and the facts on the ground, it's suicidal. So, for example, with Angela Merkel, with her kind of dour look on, this woman's been caught out. She's a liar. She's a manipulator. She's a globalist, and she would care less. You know, I saw one comic strip that said, you know, I would care if I was the one raped. And it showed her dour look on her face, you know, about, you know, the rapes that are occurring in Germany, I'm sure throughout Europe. It's just sickening. And I don't understand why the people put up with this stuff. Why? One thing that makes Dr. Deagle different, at 6 months of age, my first word wasn't mom or dad, it was no. I have a backbone. And when I've been threatened by lawyers, attorneys, and insurance carriers, or just people trying to threaten to kill me, I come back more vicious than they can even imagine, legally or otherwise. And they need to know they'd be better off having the devil after them than Deagle. And that's what I think Trump's going to do. Trump is going to turn on these maniacs, including in his own party, and they're either going to get whipped into alignment to make sure they save America. And because if America goes down the toilet, the whole world does. Because if America is finished, Europe is never going to be able to get its sovereignty back to its nations, is it?
Well, Europe has a situation, economically speaking, which it's good for Germany and bad for the rest of Europe, especially for the countries like Italy or Greece or Spain or others that have not been able to have any advantage from the euro. The euro is a new currency. I mean, the dollar has been around for a long time, and right. the euro has been around only for the last 15, 16 years, and it's not really been able in this time to actually give anything positive to the economies which has been involved with it, apart from Germany. Germany is the centralized machine of this new world order. It's really a bit like the Nazis have taken back what was taken from them, in a way. I know it's very bad to say this, but Erdogan, a few days ago, the as we know, the president of Turkey, was made an accusation, very strong accusation against Germany, saying that they are Nazis, just like they used to be. And this is the way they are, unfortunately, because they might do it in a different way from how they used to, but they do it using economic hitmen instead than, SS ones. But the result is the same. They have enslaved the countries around them. And the only one who seems to not notice all this is Angela Merkel, who continues to impose her own agenda.
Exactly. Now, people need to understand that the OSS, which is the father of the CIA, was a complete transplant from Nazi Germany, with not only individuals but techniques and policies that were developed in Germany back in the 1920s and 30s. People need to understand that, in a sense, the CIA and the NSA and their current ability of things like Vault 7 to snoop into your everything and be in control of the world economy. And I remember one of the comments made to me by one of my senior NSA agents that actually was one of my patients. And he said, 90% of what we do at the NSA is industrial espionage. So when I heard them hacking into the phones and looking at business deals of Angela Merkel and other business corporations, this is standard fare. This is how they operate. You know, they control the world economy. They're integrated with the boards. They're integrated with globalism. That's why when we see these secret agencies, they're freaking out because they could lose control because Donald Trump's going to start excoriating from the inside out. And he's even meeting with the CIA a few weeks ago, right after inauguration, to kind of say, hey, I'm going to cover your back. But obviously what he's saying is, if there's bad guys in your midst, I need to know who they are, so we're going to clean them out. And just like The Apprentice, you're fired. And he needs to fire a hell of a lot of people. 95% of the people in these other agencies, they're leaking like crazy, like the good ship, Trump is leaking. It's all Obama appointees and these uber-leftist globalists. I wouldn't even call them just Democrats, because Democrat is just a face mask they put on. These people are integrated into a global system of control that ultimately is these secret agencies. The secret agencies run everything. It's the deep state is the CIA and the NSA and GHCQ. They were actually probably the ones hacking into Trump Tower with Michael Flynn trying to get material. It's not just the CIA. It's all these agencies that were originally conceived in the 1930s in Germany called Project Omega, which George Bush Sr. here in America completed. So all the intel agencies are linked together, every single one on the planet. People need to know that. I'm the only one saying it. It's Project Omega. Vault 7 is just the start of this stuff. And when they dump more and more of this stuff, people are going to grasp. It's not just US CIA. It's all agencies from Spain to South America to Germany to Russia. They're all linked. It's ridiculous.
Interesting. Well, there is a network because there is a new world order, and we know this new world order is the network that we are fighting. We are fighting in a way that hopefully is going to give some results with information technology and information war. How many years ago, probably 11, 12, people like you, me, Alex Jones and others had said that we were controlled in this way by the FBI, by the CIA, that they were controlling not only our phone calls, but our emails. They were going inside our phones. They were using, tapping us, using our devices. Now everybody comes out and says, we are surprised.
Why are they surprised? Do they think we're idiots? Do they think we're liars? Do they think we want to do bizarre entertainment when we're putting our lives on the line? I'm angry as hell at the public out there that wants to attack the messenger because the message is too scary to save their own butt. It's just sickening. And you Americans out there that don't grasp it yet, whether you're the Democrats or stupid Republicans that think that you can fight against Trump, let me tell you, if we don't get this together, whether we're in France or Brazil or wherever, even in Brazil they're calling for a Trump-like leader because they know that socialism down there is killing it. Look what happened to Venezuela. I heard they're down to the last $10 billion. They can't even get IV fluid for their patients in Venezuela. People have lost an average of 19 pounds. They're eating all their pets. They're eating all their pets. This is ridiculous. And people don't understand, if we have a national, international cataclysm like earth changes, major earth disasters in terms of climate problems, or this pandemic, or an economic chaos, a lot of people are going to bite it this year or next. It's not going to be funny. A lot of people are going to die real soon. And by the way, this will be exactly what the New World Order wants, because they want global government. They want total cybernetic control of your cash. They want your geolocation of where you are. In fact, as I said before, just being sarcastic, they don't need to stick a chip in you. They just need to make a law that Velcroing your phone to some body part is the law. And you could be arrested for not having your Velcroed cell phone to some body part, whether it's your butt or the side of your head.
Well, it's about the evolution of the planet at the whole, as in of a human species. If we want to continue being controlled in this way, and we want to be controlled by people without any morals and any ethics, we just have to
give
in to the illusion.
They all want to be sarcastic here. They got morals and ethics, but they're luciferic. They will do both good to fool us, and they'll do freaking crazy evil. It's so hard that the average mortal person can't believe that it could be done. Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that. Just like Pedogate. No one would, steal children off their bike paper run and then put them through a satanic ceremony and then cannibalize them. No, that can't happen in America or Britain or Spain. Crap on that. Of course it can.
Well, of course, we have terrible things that happen every day because they are hidden. But what I was trying to say is that the media, of course, plays into creating an illusion. Now we see how even TVs or any form of device can be used to control us. And also there is another thing that, of course, this we knew already. And we knew already also everything else that was revealed by WikiLeaks for people like us who have been claiming these things for many years. One other interesting thing was that they can intervene in cars, modern cars,
and
of course create accidents, killing you very easily.
They can take over your electronic steering and brakes of your vehicle and accelerator and accelerate you and kill you in your own vehicle. They can take it over. Every car for years now, has had a geolocator in the car. Do you know that? Every car has a peripheral electronic control of your steering, your power, and your brakes.
Absolutely. We have also, we have, of course, the Bluetooth in the car. We have everything. Everything is interactive. Today's cars are completely connected with the outside world. So, of course, they can also do this kind of things. We are shocked, of course, initially thinking that we might not be involved in all this project of massive control and manipulation. But everybody's involved. This is what really... Now, finally, the liberals are discovering. But how are the liberals reacting to all this, Bill, back in the U.S.? Because I don't really
I'll tell you how they're reacting. They're reacting like Rosie O'Donnell, when she sits up there with her big, fat, corpulent, Jabba the Hutt female version, saying, "Nyet, nyet." I'm thinking, listen, you're not going to get, as I said before, a latte delivered by a tank. In fact, someone with a big liberal... blabbermouth like hers would be the first one lined up in front of a firing squad if there was a police state. So when these people on the left are begging to have a police state and to take over from Donald Trump, they're nuts. These are people that are now functionally psychotic. They're right up there with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, well, I mean, we saw a few days ago an image of a protester that was published on the web, which really was this protester, this girl went really full retard. I mean, completely demented. She went ballistic over the fact that Trump is in charge.
I want to raise a question for you, because I've seen on Drudge and elsewhere that the amount of exorcisms has gone exponential. And we're not, and people just say, oh, like possession doesn't happen. And I ask people, I like to ask people what I call legal questions. Okay. Number one, do you believe that Jesus was the incarnate Son of God? In other words, he had Emmanuel God knowledge. So therefore, when he told you the stuff about spiritual, economic, and other things, the thing you spoke about most was, number one, the kingdom of God. The number two thing he talked about was finances. But he told us that possession was real. Okay, he went across to the Gadareans on the other side of the Sea of Gennesaret or Galilee, and he literally cast out the demons out of a demoniac that was so powerful, they were afraid he was actually, could kill people with his bare hands. And when he cast the legion of demons into the pigs, the pigs decided to commit suicide because they were so possessed. Now, what I see going on now tells me that there's some degree of what I call possession. Even in the open media now, we've got people like Katy Perry literally trying to cast spells on all these witches, saying they're going to do a worldwide hexing against Donald Trump. Now, you have to understand there's a spiritual battle going on here. The average population, the average religionist, I call it, person that goes to any kind of church or no church at all, doesn't believe really is going on, do they? They don't really believe that there's a spiritual battle happening here that's in the spirit or astral plane that's really going to affect us and hurt a lot of people, not only physically but spiritually, do they? They don't believe it. Why is that?
Because the majority of people buy into the illusion of this media that, of course, have also destroyed any possibility of investigating further into what was denominated the Pizzagate, which in a way was the pedogate, which we know is around all the establishment, because we have it in the Vatican, but of course we have it in Great Britain. And in Great Britain, in the last few hours, there has been a massive scandal regarding a BBC Free reporter, Stacey Dolly, which has been held by the police in Tokyo while she was actually filming child sexual exploitation documentary for the BBC.
Whoa.
And
she was
this
actually filming it for the BBC. What nation was she in when she was filming?
In Japan, in Tokyo.
Whoa. What was her name again? Leo, what was her name?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Thank you.
Signature Medical Report. Leo, Bill in Wisconsin had a question about why were the Jesuits originally formed?
The Jesuits were originally formed in the time in which, of course, the first rebellion was mounting up after the, as you know, the Church of England went out of the fold. Then Martin Luther was coming around. But most of all, there was a lack of presence of a military order within the Vatican since the demise and, of course, the fall of the Knights Templar. So they went in and offered various times the possibility of shaping this order. The founder, Ignazio Loyola, though, was actually a magician, was a black magician, and so he was condemned and he was listened by the Inquisition various times. At that time, the Inquisition was in the hands of the Dominicans. Later on, after the fifth arrest by the Inquisition, the Pope, for some reason, impressed by his, some say by his magical powers, and the powers of these exercises, which every Jesuit does, and also the followers of the Jesuits do, which are the spiritual exercises of Ignazio Loyola, impressed by all this, the Pope gave him a center role within the Vatican, which is the role of being the intelligence and counterintelligence unit of the papacy. So completely loyal, beyond everything else, to the Pope, beyond even Christianity, because the Pope for them is more than Christianity.
Now, how many centuries ago was this?
This was 5 centuries ago, since... 5 centuries ago, the first thing that the Jesuits actually did was to immediately send Ignazio Loyola, the founder, as soon as he was accepted as an official order of the Vatican, sent his first missionaries to the Far East, China and Japan. Right. So by the 1560s, already Jesuits, 1570s, the Jesuits were basically already going around the world spreading the gospel in a way that was unusual, because they, well, more than the gospel, their interest was the interest of the church, so a territorial interest, a colonial interest. We can say that Ignazio Loyola, who was born in 1491, so in Spezia, has left a legacy in this city, because in Spezia you have the archives of the Jesuits, which apparently are even more impressive than the ones of the CIA.
Right. So, in fact, my recent contacts in the CIA and FBI and NSA have told me that the intel agency of the Vatican is superior in the quality of its information than even they have. That's pretty impressive.
They are the ones in charge of the intelligence in the Vatican.
And by the way, they're integrated with some of these orders within China, even during the Communist Revolution, and in Japan, even with the Emperor. Yeah. They're integrated with the Russians.
It was I talk about all this in Volume 3 of my Confessions.
People better get the first two books first and pre-order. We're book number 3. Leo, we need to do some video if we can this week and drop me a Skype message.
Yes.
We've got to do some videos. You got so much information, we can't pack it into an hour. It's amazing.
Absolutely. We should do some more specific ones on some specific topics.
Drop me a Skype message and we'll do it. We'll do it this week.
Absolutely. It's been great to be with you. God bless America.
You are a fount of knowledge, and without knowledge, people perish. It says, without wisdom, people perish, and they're going to perish if they don't know this information. We'll be back in a moment with hour number 2, our Health and Wellness Hour, and a special surprise for hour 3. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe.
For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.